This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have today's stories coming right up. On This Week in Agribusiness, we share a visit from Commodity Classic with Clint Schaefer, Director of Product Marketing for Platform and Distribution with the Climate Corporation. Visiting with Clint, we discussed how Climate Field View can help farmers save time and maximize profitability during the upcoming planting season.
We have the ability to allow farmers to create a science-based prescription in under 6 minutes. Having that time saving is critical when planting is in progress. You may pull into a field because of wet conditions and you have a different hybrid that's in that planter and you need to make those quick changes. Our farmers that used our advanced seeding prescription actually seen a gain of 5 bushel per acre at the end of the season. So all of those bushels add up, and these are the times when the farmers want those bushels. And those 5 bushels on our advanced seeding really starts affecting that bottom dollar.
See the entire interview by watching This Week in Agribusiness and learn more at climate.com. Firefighters from around the state of Minnesota will gather in the town of Mapleton, Minnesota this week for the funeral of a volunteer firefighter, Timothy Royce, who died in the line of duty. Two Indiana firefighters will be remembered at Elwood, Indiana in the week ahead. A joint service will be held for Kyle Hibst and David Whitcamper, volunteer firefighters who died in a plane collision this past week. Did you know that volunteers comprise 70% of the firefighters in the United States? 70%. Of the 1.1 million firefighters, more than 814,000 are volunteers. And the communities served by the volunteers depend on them to be their first line of defense in many types of situations. Oh yes, fires, emergency medical incidents, terrorist events, natural disasters, hazardous material incidents, water rescue emergencies, high angle and confined space emergencies. The majority of fire departments in the United States are, in fact, volunteer. Now, there are nearly 30,000 fire departments in this country altogether. And of the 30,000, almost 20,000 are all volunteer, with about 5,400 being mostly volunteer, not totally, but mostly. Many of these volunteer fire departments are struggling to meet their staffing needs. There's been a slow increase since the low that was reached in 2011, but the growth is not enough to meet the steady increase in the call volume. That's tripled over the last 30 years, due in large part to the increase in emergency medical calls. And a number of factors contribute to the recruitment challenges of the volunteer fire departments. The increased time demands, the more rigorous training requirements, the proliferation of two-income families whose members do not have time to volunteer. That's a consideration, too. And it's an aging volunteer firefighter force. In communities under 2,500 people, about 30% of the volunteers are age 50 or older. Oh, and the escalating cost of these volunteer fire departments: a helmet costs $300, a coat $1,200, the pants they need to wear to protect them $875. A fire pumper truck can range anywhere from $150,000 to $400,000. Appreciate your neighbors and thank them, those who protect you as volunteer firefighters. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.